And I would like to introduce Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. He's a regular guest on this show. Welcome.
I'm so fortunate to be a regular guest, Mary Charlotte.
We're so fortunate to have you. It's so much fun every time you come. And this is, you've done an incredible thing, which is there was a challenge. There's a crowdfunding site called crowdrise.com, and you did a crowdrise challenge with all these other animal shelters all around the country. Tell us about it.
We did, and you know, you were talking about we did an incredible thing, but it's really the community did an incredible thing for us. Crowdrise challenge, this particular Crowdrise challenge, this online fundraising site, was sponsored or hosted by Found Animals, which is a group in LA that we actually work with. They give us free microchips, and we pass them on to people here in Santa Fe. They do a couple other things for us, but they had this idea, but wouldn't it be great to have what they called a Saving Pets Challenge, a Saving Pets Lives Challenge. And what it was we had 1 month. We actually were in competition with more than 140 other animal welfare groups, big groups everywhere across the nation. So the agency that raised the most money basically got a $50,000 grant. And we got it.
In addition to the money that you actually
All the money
raised.
That we raised, yes. We raised over $130,000 in 1 month.
And so keep in mind, we're in a county that has fewer than 100,000 people in
yes.
it. And you were competing against metropolitan areas that had millions.
Yes. And in fact, we were actually doing really well throughout most of the month. We were ahead. And another group in Orange County actually, you know, they would be first, and then we'd be second. But towards the last week, these big groups, a Houston-based group and an Indianapolis, Indiana-based group, they just had a lot of money, and they just kept, they saw what we were doing, and they just almost doubled it. And so we just said, hey, you know, we have a chance to win this challenge, and we think we can be in first, second, or third. And each of those winners also got a grant, the $50,000 for the first, $20,000 for the second, and $10,000 for the third. But we really wanted this is money that we're using for our behaviorally challenged animals. And these guys, these dogs, usually some cats, they just take a lot of time and energy and resources to get them ready for adoption. But we think they're worth it, and we think the community thinks they're worth it. And we just...
Well, clearly.
It was just amazing. The community just pulled together. We had teams, and everybody just tried to raise as much money as possible for their team. It all went to the same place. It was just good, fun competition within our groups. You know, as you know, because you saw my little video, I reached my fundraising goal, and I did a little dance with my dog, Zach, on the plaza, which was,
Cute.
Anyway, yeah, so we finished that last Thursday, and at 10 a.m., and really, it was down to the line. It was like they were ahead, the Houston group was ahead, and then suddenly, we won by $1,000.
By $1,000?
By less than $1,000, which really goes to show you that every single dollar that people donated really counts.
Well, you had donations ranging from $10 to $10,000.
That's correct. The $10,000 was the maximum that you could give. You could give it a couple different times, but that was at one time.
Yeah.
But what we are most proud of is the fact that we had over 600 donors really supporting our... We had people who really took it upon themselves to go around and encouraging people to donate for us. Barb Duno and other volunteers who just really love the shelter and what we're doing, she took it as a mitzvah and went around and gave flyers out and told people, you know, please support the shelter. And they did. It's just amazing.
So the Santa Fe Animal Shelter is doing very well. I was over there the other day, not meaning to go in and adopt a puppy.
That's like, you know, when you don't want to really buy a car, but all of a sudden you come home with a Toyota.
I've never done that. I've never bought a new car in my whole life. I never will. But I know people who won't go to the animal shelter because they know that they're going to come out with one or more dogs.
Which I think is great.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's...
No.
It's so tempting. Oh, it's like going into a chocolate bakery candy shop.
It's great that you say that. But a lot of people don't want to go to the shelter, not because they're afraid they're going to adopt somebody, but they're afraid. They just don't want to have the idea that there's these homeless animals out there.
Yeah.
And it saddens them. And, you know, the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, we're not home. You know, we're really just a temporary place for people to find their companion animals. But it's a great place, and the dogs and cats are
the
happy.
The dogs are happy.
They're happy.
This is the thing. I went in there. And I mean, it's very hard for me to go in there personally because I really do want to adopt every single animal in the place. And what's interesting to me is that they all have kind of remarkable similar personalities. They're very friendly. All the dogs, doesn't matter what kind they are, the pit bulls, the poodles, the crazy mixes with the it's funny true. Brown spots and everything, they all are friendly and enthusiastic and wanting to play. And then when you say, I got to go, they say, but please don't go. Well, all right, but come back.
So if you're afraid to, if you want to come to the shelter and not adopt some, you can do what a lot of volunteers do. They come in, walk dogs, they sit with the dogs, they cuddle the cats, they do kind of things like that. And then they know that those animals are happy. And that's the reason they are happy, as you said, is because we have a lot of people who care about these animals who come and sit with them and make their lives enjoyable. They enrich their lives. And that makes them so much more adoptable, and that it just we're very happy about the success that we've had. I think last month, our live release rate, which is what some shelters use to determine their success, was 97%.
97% of the animals that go in get adopted out.
Yes, exactly.
There are some shelters where the numbers are way
30,
lower. 25. Oh God.
Yeah, the average is 40.
Yeah.
So, but we for the last few years we've been above 90. And we just are really, it's the community that supports us. And really we work hard with these new programs, like our behavior team. Our behavior department is phenomenal. And that's, we work with these dogs and cats who have issues, like maybe they're resource guarding or maybe they're frightened of things. And we work through those. We call them behavior modifications. And, you know, we want people to go home with a dog that's happy. And that enriches, the dog would be happy, their family would be happy. It doesn't always work. Sometimes the dogs come back, and cats, but that's okay. We're going to work with them again. Each time they come back, we learn something more from them.
And they say, hi, Ben, I'm back. I guess I was your bad dog.
That is a problem. Sometimes the dogs do feel like the shelter is their home. We've had dogs who have escaped and run back to the shelter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is proof positive that it is a very nice place.
It's a fun place.
So you've got a Blazing Saddles
That's
event
right.
coming up.
Isn't that fun?
What's going on?
So Blazing Saddles is the 40th anniversary of the 40th anniversary of the film, and it's the 75th anniversary of the shelter this year.
It's a great film. That film never gets old. Yeah.
So we're having a special benefit at the Lensic on November 21st.
It's really politically incorrect.
Totally incorrect.
I love it.
And David Huddleston, who was a major character in the movie, is a Santa Fe resident and a shelter supporter, and he just thought it'd be great to be able to show this film and also do a Q&A, talk a little bit about the film and after the film. And so we're just making an event. So you can buy your tickets at the Lensic box office.
988-1234.
She's got memorized. It's
pretty easy. TicketSantaFe.org, I think.
Exactly.
What's the date again?
November 21st.
November 21st. That's coming up. And the Barkin' Ball is coming up in December.
December
15th. We'll be talking about that. December 15th.
It's going to be a magical event.
It always is. Mainly because everybody brings their dog.
Right. This is the first time we've done it in December, and we're looking forward to seeing how we can just create that winter wonderland. We call it, it's a winter's tale. I know.
You're the worst punster
that
ever.
I didn't want to say that because I knew you were going to give me a hard time. But we just thought that was
a
just
winter's
a fun
T-A-I-L.
Yes,
okay.
That's it.
All right.
December 15th, so at the Community Convention Center.
So let's talk about animals you have up for adoption.
Animals. We've got, I love this dog. His name is Petey. You can take a look at him. He's like a quintessential puppy, isn't he? In there you can read a little bit about him.
He's a beautiful puppy, and he, like a pirate, he has a black eye patch over one eye only, and the rest of his face is white. He's got one white ear and one black ear, and it's really cute.
You know, the reason I love him is because he reminds me of Goose. Mother Goose, this little dog that came to us from Texas not too long ago, and who had 8 puppies with her.
And one of which I now
own. Oh, yes. See, we're going back to that story you said.
Yes.
One day I went to the shelter. I wasn't going to go get a dog, and I came home with
another
dog.
Well, I told this story because we, a little over a week ago, we did a fundraising KSFR show called Name My Puppy, and everybody called in with contributions, and one person, and lots of people contributed fabulous names for this dog.
What were your favorites?
Oh, God, there's so many. Well, my favorite one, because the dog looks a little bit like a panda bear, and so
yes.
There were many variations of panda, pandiana, Pandela, and I was thinking about calling it Nelson Pandela.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's a girl doggy, so it seemed a little funny. But anyway, I ended up, one of the names was Lollipop, and I ended up calling her Lollipop. But she was the daughter of this dog that had named Goose. That's some kind of pit mix. I mean, my dog's like a panda bear, and her mother's a pit mix. So, you know, it's one of those beautiful exercises in genetics. But she came from a Facebook friend of the a Facebook fan of the animal shelters. It's somewhere in Texas.
Yeah,
she
somewhere towards the.
Drove all the way from Texas to bring her dog and its, or this stray dog and its puppies.
She drove 10 hours to the shelter to bring the dog and the puppies because she just felt, because she had friended us on Facebook and been following a lot of the stories, she didn't want to take the dog anywhere else. And we usually focus on Santa Fe, but if we have space, we'll take animals from other places. And she was calling this dog a border collie, and Black and White is border collie, but the mom was
also is Dalmatian.
Yeah, exactly. The mom was definitely a pit mix of some kind, but just a really friendly dog. And I think you know the story that she did have 8 puppies, and I happened to be there when they came in, and they were all adorable, all very friendly. The mom was very friendly, and when the mom finally found a home, so the people who adopted one of Goose's puppies came back and adopted the mom because they said the puppy was so lonely without the mom. And
aww.
You should have seen the
mother and child reunion.
Yes, it was. yes, it was beautiful. It was hard. I'm crying now because of it. It was just so sweet. The puppy and the mom, they just licked each other and they went off happy trails.
Beautiful stories from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
Yeah, we love those stories. Happy endings is what we call it.
Yeah.
The place of happy endings.
And, of course, you have cats, and you've got rabbits, and you've got ferrets, and you've got all kinds of
things. I don't think we have any ferrets right now, but we do have small mammals. We did have a ferret not too long ago.
Yeah.
And we still have a lot of kittens. You know, we took in a lot of kittens from different shelters. And so we're still offering them 2-for-1. I'm not going to do my little pun thing on this.
Oh, go ahead.
Smitten with kittens.
Oh. you get to do it and I get to groan.
Yeah, groaning is good. So, and then you can adopt them 2-for-1, essentially. Find one. You know, it's great to have two. You know, two of everything is great. I'm always kind ma, right? One time is never enough. One is not enough.
Oh, okay. Ben Swan with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society on the web at sfhumanesociety.org. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, as always.